Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up in 35 minutes, Sam Bruckhaus, senior analyst at SoomerSports.com, will join us. We'll talk about the Brandon Ayuk trade request to the Niners. How realistic is it that he would wind up here with the Commanders? We'll talk with him about that and more coming up at 9, but right now it's time for EB's entertainment page.
It is Cakes, the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, you know him, you love him, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. More information at BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, take any one of their rides for a little test drive. Mention me. Ask for Mike. He'll take care of you. Absolutely promise. Real quick, Valdez, and I would recommend this to anyone.
Yeah.
I love this, actually. This is a wonderful. Eric-Bickle-3. What is that, Cakes?
That Venmo. Is your Venmo, yes.
Yeah. Kyle paid me $5, and he said, ask Valdez if he thinks the O's should get another starter or another bullpen arm. So if you have any questions that you want to ask on the show.
He paid you $5.
You could just pay to ask the question.
Just ask the question on the air?
Yes.
So do I get a cut of that since it's my answer?
No. But do you want to answer? I mean, do you want to be a fellow O's fan?
Yeah, definitely. Elias's whole mantra is grow the bats, buy the arms. It's time to start purchasing some arms.
All right, but should it be a starter or bullpen arm? That's the question.
Both.
Because which is more critical?
Their closing situation is a little dicey.
It is very dicey, but they only have legitimately two starters that could win you a playoff series, and Grayson Rodriguez and Corbin Burns. So I would love for them to go out and get another starter.
Go out and get Crochet from the White Sox.
Yeah, or Skubal.
So you would say, if you had to pick one of the two, you would say starter, Valdez?
I would say starter.
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 Okay. There you go, Kyle.
Very
$5 for that.
$5.
He just wanted his name mentioned.
Yep.
I just said Kyle. I didn't say his whole name.
I know, but that's he loves it.
I got to resend that, make sure he knows that. Oh, one other thing. Can you play this? This clip apparently was from a podcast interview about 7 or 8 weeks ago, okay? And I listened to this, and you guys heard me talking about it a bit, and it just brought me back to the late 80s, early 90s, okay?
Nostalgia.
This is Ron Artest, okay? And he's doing a podcast. I didn't even notice who he was doing the podcast with. And he talks about a brief period of time when he was with the Bulls and what he was doing in his off time.
I would go to Circuit City just to chill out. You know, I had nothing else to do. Practice is over. I'm out the gym. just look at the DVDs, you know, when that was hot. I just walk around and I'm like, damn, I need a little discount because I'm paying for these DVDs. But when you look at the contract, I'm like, hold on. I can't keep buying these many DVDs. So if I can work at Circuit City, I get this discount.
How long did you work at Circuit City?
1.5 days. Because once it came out in the news, Jerry Krause called me in the office.
What was that conversation like?
What are you doing? He's like, yeah, why are you working at Circuit City? I said, well, I'm trying to get a discount on these DVDs. And, you know, I'm bored. Like, I don't have nothing else to do. He was like, no, you can't work at Circuit City. I was like, all right, cool.
You should have told him, give me a raise.
Man. Man, that's the ultimate cheapskate move right
that
there.
That is the ultimate. And I just have so much respect for that. I just think that's amazing.
He worked for a day and a half at Circuit City.
Because he wanted a discount. Right. And if you remember, in the late 80s, early 90s.
I know.
Best Buy, Circuit City. I was always an electronics geek, so I would go to those stores and I would look at all the electronic stuff. But they were dominated by DVDs and CDs.
Correct.
Yeah, so
like
many
the entire
of them.
Store.
I still have so many CDs.
Yeah.
Like our kids.
I've got tons of them.
They don't understand, like, because now everything's digital and streaming and everything.
Yeah.
You would walk into Circuit City. They don't even know what Circuit City is. It's an electronics store. Like a smaller version of Best Buy, okay?
Yeah.
And the entire store would be DVDs.
It's like it's a geekier Best Buy, obviously.
Yeah, it's like a geek haven.
Yes. Yeah. And I used to go I would go and look at the TVs. I did this in college. I did this in early years of my marriage. I would just say, yeah, I'm going to Circuit City.
And my wife would go, just go browse.
She knew. And I would just go there to look at the TVs and look at the CDs. Mm-hmm. And the CDs would be like $20. Like, yep. Remember, it'd be $19.99 sure. A CD. And if you got a discount, maybe you got one for like $15. And DVDs, those were probably like $30, $40.
Yeah. I was a little more of a purist when it came to shopping for music CDs. I'm not saying I never went to Best Buy or wherever.
Right.
I was more of I was loyal to, this is an old name, Waxy Maxy.
Oh, yeah.
I would be like, because I knew when the new records or tapes were coming out.
Yes.
I mean, tapes. I was buying cassettes.
Mar has no idea what Sam Goody is.
He has no idea. He has no clue.
No file.
So did you never have... So you... because you're my son's age. You're 23, right?
Kevin Mill Records.
Four. You're 24.
Yeah.
How old is my son?
I don't know.
He'll be 24 September 14th.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've never owned a CD in your life other than like video games.
No, so what we used to do is we had the iTunes on the desktop at the house and we would burn our own CDs.
Right, okay. That's
about as old as I get.
Yeah. Okay, but then where would you put the CD? Because your car, like your friend's car would have a CD player?
Yeah, put it in the car. Or we had a...
Computers used to have like CD...
Yeah.
Like
a CD player. Like an actual CD player that you'd carry around, put in your pocket.
Yeah.
Little wired headphones.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but he never knew the joys of seeing like the top 10 albums.
And, oh, it'd be so great.
And
like
you
the
go
joy
see
of like when Snoop Dogg's album came out or something, you go there and buy it.
Right.
And open it and listen.
When is that, every Tuesday or something?
Yeah.
Like every Tuesday the new albums drop.
Yeah.
They get the new Pearl Jam. I can listen to it all day.
Walmart were low-key geniuses because they let you listen to them. They had the headphones.
Oh, I do remember that.
So they had some...
It was a little later. Yeah.
So you could go up to them and they'd let you listen to like 30 seconds of a song on a CD.
But
I probably have 250 CDs in my basement.
Many. Oh yeah, easy.
But
still have a lot, right?
They're literally in storage.
In a tower.
Yeah, they're literally in storage.
Yeah,
but
I had the towers.
My wife says she's just, what are you doing? And there's something nostalgia about it, and I just can't throw them away.
Did you organize your CDs by genre?
No, mine are in alphabetical. Alphabetical. Still in my office, alphabetical order.
I was too sloppy. I was just,
Mine are just in boxes, collecting dust.
Yeah.
I mean, mine goes...
I probably should get
my
rid
collection
of them.
Goes from like Anthrax in the A's to I don't know what my... I don't have any Z's, I don't think, in my collection.
Well, the next level thing, too, this is so early 90s, was then going to the used spots, like in the college towns.
Definitely on a college park.
And you would go and you would buy like a used LL Cool J CD or something.
I think college park still has like a used CD, DVD.
It's moved locations.
It's next to the piano store.
It still exists.
Yeah, it's near like, Beltsville. Or, you know what I mean?
What Mar doesn't realize... I'm sorry, we're picking on Mar. But,
it's all good.
We're not picking on him. He's just young.
He's so young. He doesn't realize that like the fright you would have of buying a CD for $19.99, which is a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then having one out of the 13 songs on
being
there be good.
Yeah.
The one you heard on the radio.
You're rolling the dice.
You're hoping.
And you're hoping there's going to be some more on there.
Right.
But
right.
You just paid $20 for one song on a CD of other songs that suck.
I hope this new Def Leppard album's silly.
You guys can't relate to this as much, but everyone has taken pictures in their life. But as a photographer in that same era, you would get film developed, pay $20 to get film developed, and you wouldn't even know if the pictures were in focus. They develop them, and there'd be 15 of them, especially for like an action photographer like me, right? So you'd get 15 of them and be horribly out of focus. You just paid $20 for horribly out of focus pictures.
Automatic focus.
I would go through, and I would just look, trash. Man,
we're going in the Wayback Machine. I love it.
I know, but that was
Hilltop Plaza, Waxy Maxies. Oh, right. I spent so many hours in that store.
I loved Waxy Maxies.
Loved it.
There was one right there in right off of Route 1 in Lewisdale.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Sure.
All right.
Haven't been back there in years.
Eric-Bickle-3, don't have to say the person's name. Ask Jason why he still hasn't seen Shawshank Redemption. Got $5 for that.
You getting money for that?
$5.
This is quite a cottage industry.
I don't know.
It
just doesn't appeal to me for some reason.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know it's. Usually,
I know it's one of the greatest movies ever.
It's usually
apparently, it just doesn't appeal to me.
The IMDb top 100 films of all time. It's usually number one. It's massively overrated. It's good. But it's not the best film.
People are just getting out of control.
Yeah.
The one that really infuriated me for you was, I don't know if it was Field. It was one of the baseball movies you didn't see, and it literally infuriated me.
I've seen a lot of baseball movies.
No. It was iconic.
You have a hole
it was
in your game, like Bull Durham.
It was like Bull Durham.
I saw Bull Durham. Yeah. Saw Field of Dreams.
It was one. There
saw
was
the Natural.
You seen them all?
No, there was one he didn't see, and I just wanted to strangle you day after day after day. Maybe you just have seen it in the last 10 years. Yeah. But there was a good 15-year period where you hadn't seen the most iconic, one of the most iconic. You saw Eight Men Out.
Saw Eight Men Out. Pride of the Yankees. I don't know if I saw that. League of Their Own. Great. Saw that. Field of Dreams. Eight Men Out. Moneyball. Saw it. The Natural. Sandlot. Seen it.
Love Moneyball. So good.
Major League. Seen them all.
Remember the one? We used to talk about it on the show all the time. And you're like, yeah, I haven't.
I thought it was Bull Durham.
I thought it was maybe Bull Durham. Maybe you've just seen
it. No, I've seen Bull Durham, yeah. So
Nuke Lelouch.
Maybe there's another one.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, Eric-Bickle-3, I'll ask whatever question.
You've already made $10 this segment.
Maybe get me a sub at Subway. Yeah. It'll definitely get me one slice of pizza at the Luxor. In Vegas.
Right. One slice of okay pizza, probably.
Do you want me to come back? Let's do it. I kind of want to get backed up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do we have, what times are, do we have another guest?
We have a guest coming up.
No, we got time.
At nine. Come back and actually do EP stories?
Yes, we can do that.
You want to do that? Because I got the Emmy nominations. I got Brad Pitt news, Angelina Jolie. And I've also got an interesting little war back and forth between a pop icon and one of Cakes' heroes.
Ooh.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I love me some Ozzy. We have an Ozzy story coming up on the EP.
Yes.
I'm here for it. All right. So we'll do some more EP next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.